Welcome, everybody. Shia number 1306 in the writing. It's Shia number 458, 458. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, so we're finishing off the basic concept of when one makes hamotzi, eats the right amount of time, what foods are covered, which foods not. And then we hope, Be'ezras Hashem, I hope to start. I want to get into a little bit the halachas of Netilas Yadayim in the morning. The bracha, actually, of Netilas Yadayim, we spoke about in the past in reference to bread, how that works, making the bracha on bread, Netilas Yadayim, which is the same bread, right? Which is the same, not same bread, the same bracha, Netilas Yadayim on bread, and Netilas Yadayim in the morning, but the halachas are different. And at the time, people were asking me, you know, like what, when, and where, how does that apply in the morning? So we want to go through those halachas a little bit in conjunction with the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. Okay, but be it as it may, we want to just finish off. So Lemaisa, as far as we've spoken about the basic categories of the food during the meal, but as far as the main staple foods, some main staple foods are covered in the meal. But if somebody makes hamotzi and they eat the right amount, everything. Now, what, are all the main staple foods in the house covered? Or do we say only whatever you prepared? Like, good, I prepared chicken and potatoes for to my main dish. Very good. So no problem. Let's say I'm still hungry after that. I want to take out another, more food from the freezer or more food put in the microwave, right? And during the week, and I want to just warm it up and eat more. Would that also be covered? Or it's only like the food that I had in mind or not even had in mind that I prepared for the meal or whatever. So the bottom line is generally a bracha covers only those items which one intended to eat. A regular bracha in general covers, like if I make a shahakol, I make a eitz, it generally covers whatever I had in mind to eat at the time of the bracha. When a person makes the hamotzi, in most instances, they do not conscientiously think about the different type of foods that they're going to eat, right? I don't think about this, that. I know hamotzi covers the meal, right, as they say, besides the foods we've been talking about, excluding those foods. The average person does not wish to limit themselves to eating any specific foods during the course of a meal whereby they wash for bread. In other words, I'm eating my meal. I might eat more, I might eat less. I don't know. We'll see how I'm doing in the middle of the meal. So we assume, therefore, that halachically, that when one sits down to eat a meal, they wish to include any food in the house, which may be subsequently eaten. So that's the Mishnah Berurah brings that down like that. So therefore, the bottom line is, for example, if one sits down to a meal, right? They sit down in the house, let's say during the week. We're talking about during the week, L'chaira, where they washed. And I mean, any time, but during the week, these things apply. You want to take out, you want to put in the microwave, you want to warm up. You know, Shabbos, Yom Tov is different, but Shabbos, you can't start warming up or whatever the case is. But let's say during the week, so you go and put up, you warm up more food for yourself or whatever, or for somebody else. But the bottom line is, so therefore, an example, one sits down to a meal where they washed and they made hamotzi, and they eat the right amount of bread in the right amount of time, even though they prepared certain foods. So then they finished eating the main meal and they still find themselves somewhat hungry. After a while, they would still be allowed to take out more food. For example, taking out of the freezer, warm it up, put it in the microwave, whatever the case is during the week, right? And warm it up and eat it as part of their meal. This is due to the fact that it's not uncommon to incorporate into one's meal foods other than those which were initially prepared for the meal. So in other words, it's as though automatically one had in mind all the foods that are in the house. Now, the next year, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll try and get to what about somebody brought you food from outside, right? Somebody, I'm eating my meal. Somebody knocked on the door. Oh, look, Yankel, I baked you such a nice potato kugel. So potato kugel is usually, in general, if I have potato kugel during the meal, right, it's covered by the hamotzi. That's part of the main staple foods. So, but now my next door neighbor brought me potato kugel. Could I have some of it now? And if I want to eat some of it now, do I need a bracha? So we'll talk about that next shir. But the foods in the house itself, generally the concept is brought down halacha. Mishnah Berurah talks about that. It's the person has a, like, automatic intent on all the foods that he could eat at the time in the house. And Rabbanan brings this down also on page 98. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.